Carolina, I want to just pause. You have that, this wonderful thing by our friend Brooke Rollins, who is our friend in Texas. She's the head of the Texas Public Policy Foundation, TPPF. She does these Sunday night musings after she puts her, I don't know, five kids to bed and, you know, packs up things for the week, the agenda for the Texas Public Policy. But she did have a really nice little mini essay on South Carolina and Trump's victory. And I'm going to ask Chris, who does not have a sore throat and cold, to read this, because this is worth listening to. Great little history lesson here, too.
All right, here we go. There is some irony in a Trump victory in the Palmetto State. The bastion of the Old South has transformed itself in the past generation into an advance outpost of the New South. As early as the 1990s, a Republican governor was attempting to resolve the state's long-standing public anguish over the Confederate battle flag on the Columbia State House. In recent years, South Carolinians elected an African-American United States senator and a female governor of Sikh ancestry. It attracted industry and investment from around the world. It was a long, long way from the social and racial divisions that characterized its past, and moreover, it was a state building a conservative movement open to all Americans, whatever their color or creed. In that light, the endorsement of Trump, a candidate who too often deliberately appeals to the base sentiments of xenophobia, is contrary to the spirit of the South Carolina that has come into being over the past half century. And yet, there is something else in there, buried deep in history, that needs to be understood. Americans largely do not recall the course of the Revolutionary War now, except that most recall that the war ended with George Washington's victory in Yorktown. But the road to Yorktown began the year before, in 1780, with the British conquest of Charleston, South Carolina. The capitulation of Charleston put the Low Country aristocracy at British mercy, but the Carolina backcountry rose up and waged war against the king's armies.
Yeah.
It was a war that led those armies on a frustrating chase through that Carolina backcountry and eventually to Yorktown. The men and women of the backcountry were not the well-heeled planters of the East Coast. They were rough and ready, mostly poor, mostly Scots and Irish, mostly Presbyterian, and always ready for a fight. The story of three young patriot brothers from a frontier region called the, is this right? Someone could correct me. Waxhaws. Is illustrative. The oldest died in battle, the next oldest died in captivity, and the youngest, 14 years old, emerged from the British prison camp with saber scars on his body.
Who was that, Claude?
Not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
That would be
okay.
Andrew Jackson.
Yeah,
right.
Well, yeah.
We could talk about that. But did you see this whole new Broadway thing with? Well, anyway, we'll go on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That 14-year-old boy, Andrew Jackson, went on to American greatness, but he was fired by the experience of violence and his demographic profile, the backcountry pioneer, inheritor of a tradition of defiance of authority from the highlands of the British Isles, is the demographic profile of many Americans today.
Right. Many South Carolinians, yeah.
They are the voters who do test what they perceive as elite platitudes and therefore vote partly for their champion, but mostly against those elites. They are the Trump base now.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. I know our folks in Greenville, Spartanburg, many of them are resonating to this. But you wanted to add something about Jackson? Talk about Hamilton?
Right. I was saying it was very interesting with the, well, you get what I'm saying.
Well, it's comeback. Of the founders and post-founders with someone like Jackson. Not the first time that Trump has been compared to Jackson, you know, coming in with the dirty boots. So go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, but this is, I mean, if you don't know American history, then you are led to believe that these people in South Carolina, you just associate them with the Civil War. Rather, there's this great history of how they fought the British, especially in the Low Country.
Oh, yes.
And were essential to the Americans winning the Revolutionary War.
Don't I know it. I remember when I was chairing Lamar Alexander's campaign for president. People don't remember that, but I actually was. And we were in South Carolina. And people were talking about the South, the old South. And I said, just before he was to go on, I said, throw away your script and say, yeah, there was an old South of Civil War. There was an old South of racism and segregation, slavery. But there was an older South, too. And refer to this history. The South Carolina that inflicted grievous damage on the British, the people who fought back hard for liberty, many heroes in South Carolina, and many of these very, very, very important battles. That would have been, that would have resonated, I think, if people know their history. Well, it's important to know your history. You remain alien to yourself in a country in which your past is denied. So grab that history. All right, we'll be back. We'll take more calls. Thank you. Thanks for the reading.